Governor Kristi Noem criticizes statistical modeling to predict the consequences of the pandemic. She says much of it has been wrong. But one of her own projections from 9 months ago has proven sadly accurate. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Governor Noem presented a raft of COVID-19 projections during an hour-long press conference early in the pandemic. It was April, and she was bracing for the worst.
When we're looking at our data and our numbers and the amount of people that will get infected, we anticipate it will be 265,000 people to 600,000 people in the state of South Dakota.
But there was one thing she refused to discuss, the potential death toll. When a reporter asked about it, Secretary of Health Kim Mulsom-Risden jumped in with a partial answer.
We've talked in the past about various percentages of deaths associated with COVID-19, and that ranges from 0.5 to 3% of positive cases.
Then Noem interjected.
And we're not going to give you a specific number. I guess there's no way for us to know that. We don't know what could change in the next day, the next week, the next month.
Later, another reporter asked about deaths.
Is the state tracking it? Does the state have projections on this?
Again, Noem deflected.
All you have to do is use the formula that Kim just gave you in the previous answer.
The formula is the projected infections multiplied by the expected death rate. When you use that formula with COVID case estimates, it looks like this. The low-end estimate called for 265,000 positive cases with a 0.5% death rate. That's a minimum estimate of 1,325 deaths. The state has now surpassed that number. COVID-19 has killed about 1,400 South Dakotans. About another 150 had COVID-19 when they died of other primary causes. Some other predictions from early in the pandemic have proven far less accurate. Noem talked about that in November on SDPB's In the Moment.
We're in a much better spot than what we thought we would be at this point in time. At this point in time, Dr. Fauci had told me I'd have 10,000 people in the hospital.
Indeed, the state has had far fewer hospitalizations than early modeling predicted. The actual peak was about 600 people in hospitals one day in early November. Since the first case was detected in March, there have been about 100,000 confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases in the state. It's unknown how many additional infections have gone undetected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.